around and split it, and we'd have two halves. And we'd set them about 2 feet apart and then drag the smooth part over the ground. And then if you wanted to reverse it, you had a sharp part.
Mm-hmm. And you're trouble.
You'd make it pretty sharp.
Do you ever have a thing you haul rocks out of the field on?
A rock sled?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But what do you call it again?
Rock sled.
Okay. And while talking about sleds, what kinds of sleds do boys play with?
You mean little sleds or big ones?
Yeah, the children play with.
Children's sleds?
Uh-huh. Do you have any names for them or different kinds?
Well, they was made light, of course. They was only about 2.5 feet long and about 18 inches wide and about 6 inches tall. That's about a kid's sled.
How about the bigger ones then that you can
Big ones, they made all kind of big ones. I've sawed out sled runners that had a crook in it for the turn up part. And I saw them about 2.5 inches wide, thick, and then the width would be onto the crook of the log, and maybe 6 inches up and down. And then we'd have benches that would go across and pin down in one side of the bench, and the other, and they was cut out of maybe a 4x8.
How about the kind of sled that a horse would pull? What do you call that?
The what?
A horse might pull this sled.
There's two different ways. Now, what I was telling you about was what they call a sled runner sled. And then they called a pin sled. They'd just use pins, 2-inch pins down, and bore holes up in the header. And the whole thing was pinned except the sole. Then they'd get a piece of hickory and cut it about half in the middle and then shoe that sled, and this would bend up and stick it into a hole into the header, and you'd put a roller in and a tongue into the side, and they call them pin sleds.
Mm-hmm. You ever use the term cutter?
Huh?
A cutter for a sled around here, or a bobsled?
Oh, yes, bobsleds. That's two. It takes two. They're only about, the runner's only about 3.5 feet long, but they make two sleds, and then they couple it together like they couple a wagon. And they have a bolster on the front sled, but they have one on the back one, but the front one has a swivel, so it would turn around.
You ever use the term pung for a sled?
A what?
A pung, a pung for a sled. You ever hear that term?
Pointing?
A pung, like tongue, only pung.
A tongue?
It sounds like tongue, only the word is pung. You never heard that word?
No, sir, but that's foreign to me.
Okay. Now you want to saw up some stove wood. You put it across two things that you call a what? You put the
It's a sawbuck. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Them sawbucks with a buck saw, and then they have a regular saw blade that they have a frame to it, and it's a blade only about 2 inches wide and maybe 2.5 feet long.